Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you that you're the lump that we draw from, where we find the realities of the kingdom and partake of them. Because thank you, you predestined us in Christ to be holy and blameless before you in love, in a love fellowship, in communion, hearing, seeing and hearing, and walking together with you in Jesus' name. Amen.
We are reading Romans 11, verse 16 and 18 to 22. For if the first fruit is holy, the lump is also holy. And if the root is holy, so are the branches. Remember that you do not support the root, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Well said, because of unbelief they were broken off, and you stand by faith. Do not be haughty, but fear. For if God didn't spare the natural branches, he may not spare you either. Therefore, consider the goodness and severity of God. On those who fell, severity, but towards you, goodness. If you continue in his goodness, otherwise you will also be cut off.
Hallelujah. Your beautiful parable and understanding of the mysteries and the goodness of God towards us. This whole world, the beauty in this world and us, mankind, all come from the beauty in the heart of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so that's what we partake of. And we lost it in Adam's transgression. But praise God, God came, and out of their goodness, they brought about Abram. And then from Abram came the prophets, Daniel, David, Isaac, Jacob. Lovely picture again of us. Jacob being deceiver, but then found God, wrestled with God, and then he became a prince, Israel. So the beauty is the Lord came to restore, came to bring back mankind. God was in Christ restoring the world unto himself. And then we know the sad story that many Jews has rejected this cornerstone that is precious, this beautiful Son of righteousness. But praise God for those Jews that were the original disciples that didn't reject him and then showed us. We see the picture of discipleship and a walk with the Lord in their lives. But then praise God, we were called. God called us. Those, because he predestined us, called us. And those he calls, he justifies, makes right. And those that are justified, he glorifies. So the beauty is we see here, we see God, his mind is set on how things need to be because he's a perfect God. God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So we got to tap into them. And there we got the beautiful parable of the vine and the branches in John 15. And there we can see when we've been called, restored, born again into the kingdom to see and hear God, Jesus say, need to be born again. Those who are not born again cannot see or enter. So we had to enter. So we entered the kingdom, and then we're able to see the kingdom now as we fellowship with the Father and Son through the Holy Spirit. And what we see and hear, we witness, we declare. That's our whole ministry. So the branches and the vine, John 15 proclaims it nicely. So we restored into this holy lump. And as the branches are now in the lump, we are also holy. We partake of that holiness, the goodness of God, plan of God, the love of God, the perfect love that casts out all fear. And as we tap into that, the Bible says we're clean. When we come, we're already clean. And now to stay clean, it says, if you abide in me and my word abides in you. And so we want to be clean every day. So every day we abide, we fellowship, we walk conscious, acknowledging the Lord in every way. He says, you abide in me, my word abides in you. You desire, So our desires come from the throne room, from the kingdom, to the spirit, to our soul, to the spoken word, our minds, and we confess it, and then the bigness of heaven backs up. You believe in, you abide in me, and my word abides in you. You desire, you ask, and it is given to you. By this my Father is glorified, that you are my disciples. So we see the wonderful picture of discipleship coming out of this world. I'm thinking of John 12 now, where Jesus says, unless he falls in the ground, he remains alone. So praise God, he fell into the ground so that his family, his brothers and sisters can come back. And then he says, we turn away from the world. We follow him. And when we follow him, a follower is a disciple. Where he is, we are also. And when we honor the Son and we honor God in this way, it says that the Father also rejoices and also acknowledges. And we experience the realities of the kingdom, the realities of the God quality of life. So arise and shine and keep in the goodness. Amen. You've received goodness freely. Be blessed in this goodness, shining, and share it with others because it's available to others as well. We are the lights shining in the darkness as the stars. Amen. So he who leads many to righteousness shines like the stars in heaven forever and ever. Be blessed in the precious, beautiful love, goodness, kingdom realities in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.